Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast.
We'd give you a update on the hurricane. We got lucky in Florida, very, very lucky indeed. We had actually our original chart was that it was going to be hitting Florida directly.
There's the president talking about Hurricane Dorian, which is still in the news this morning. Apparently, it's going to pay a visit to Myrtle Beach later today. It's on like a beach tour, right? Came right up to the coast of Florida and turned north, went past West Palm, Daytona Beach, Jacksonville. It's visiting Charleston this morning.
Yeah.
It's going to go on up to Myrtle Beach, and it's fun.
No, it's not fun. A beach tour of terror. That's
yeah,
awful.
Well, I mean, it's still 50 miles offshore. They're getting some surge and all that, but it's nothing like what we thought it might be.
Thank goodness. No, so, it hit the Bahamas pretty hard, though, right? There were deaths and everything.
At first, with them saying it was basically going to take off, get everybody in Florida, but the Bahamas definitely took a really hard hit.
I was trying to envision what would have happened if Donald Trump had come out and said, "Listen, I've created this new special weapon to avoid hurricanes, and it casts a dome over the coast of the United States that prevents the hurricanes from coming ashore." You know, the headline in the New York Post would be, "Donald Trump denies entrance to illegal alien named Dorian." That's what the headline would have been. You know, it would have. They won't give him credit. Yesterday, the debate in this country, the middle of everything that's going on, was whether or not the president used a black Sharpie to create his own weather path for the hurricane. Did you hear about this?
What?
So there's a debate over whether or not the president included Alabama when he first talked about the states that could be impacted by Hurricane Dorian. And the news media is so desperate for something to hang their hats on that the president might have said wrong, called him out on it and said, "Weather forecasters never included Alabama in their warning. Why would you say that?" And he went back and he found one of those maps where it showed 60 different possible routes for the hurricane. This is when it was still out in the ocean somewhere. And there were several maps that showed the hurricane crossing Florida into the Gulf of Mexico, at which point probably Texas, Alabama, a lot of different states would have been included in it at that point. That's what they focused on yesterday. And I guess my question is, what difference at this point does it make? I just have to go back to that. That's what they were interested in talking about. Just say, "Oh yeah, and the climate."
Right. How was that debate?
Long.
Oh, I would love to just ram my head into that wall over there. It'd be just about as effective as listening to 7 hours of a climate change town hall on CNN. I mean, tonight, I think is...
What better way to spend 7 hours? I can't think of anything.
I think tonight, to try to equal that, they're just going to run color bars for 7 hours and see if they get more or less ratings. We're going to play some of that sound for you this morning. Just because I know you didn't watch it, because I don't know anybody who did personally, but you do need to hear some of the whacked out ideas of these people who think they should be elected president of the United States of America. I mean, honestly, you can accept the fact that there may be some changes in our climate. You can even say there have been some changes in our climate. Ask the dinosaurs. It happens occasionally. The debate is the effect human beings have had on that, and the effect we continue to have on it.
And if you think the world is going to end in 11 years because there are plastic straws floating in the ocean, you're certifiably nuts. The problem is there were 10 people on a stage for CNN last night basically arguing that, wanting to end all use of fossil fuels. One of them even went so far as to say, and I haven't looked at the list of bites yet, so Tricia, don't try to find this. One of them even went so far to say that he's not opposed to us using things like airplanes. He just wants to eliminate the need to use fossil fuels to fuel them. Let that soak into your brain for just a minute, since avgas is the only way we have right now to fuel airplanes, last time I checked. So unless we're all going to be on hang gliders, we got to figure this out. So I'm going to let you listen to some of it. We'll have a little bit of fun with it this morning. How about that? That's kind of where we're going. Big story locally. And if you missed this, there's a St. Louis police officer in trouble because of a Facebook post that he made on his personal Facebook page. Nothing controversial. Just talked about his day. And it got reprinted in the Post. And he's facing an internal affairs investigation for misconduct. It's outrageous. And particularly when you read the Post. If you haven't, we're going to talk about that this morning as well.
This is the hardest thing we will have done, certainly in my lifetime as a country. This is on par with winning World War II, perhaps even more challenging than that. Does anybody really think we're going to meet that goal if between now and 2050, we are still at each other's throats?
One of the reasons I love the framing of the Green New Deal is it uses some of the language that we might associate with the way that we met the response of Nazi Germany in World War II. All of this country coming together with a singular focus of making sure that we overcome what was at that time an existential threat to this country and to our democracy.
Just so you know, I don't know how many people out there are as dense as Beto O'Rourke, but he wants you to believe that the global warming threat, that first you were listening to Pete Buttigieg and then Beto O'Rourke, telling you that what we're facing with climate change is on par with the threat of having a madman named Adolf Hitler control the world. Just so you know, that's the challenge they're setting before you. And if you don't believe these people are on the far left fringe of that party, all you needed to do was, I don't know, set aside 7 hours of your life yesterday and listen to them go on and on and on. Meanwhile, President Trump is on Twitter. And as you can imagine, he was having himself a day because he knew what was going on CNN. My guess is he watched a little bit of it. I could be wrong about that. But he was trolling these folks over what the situation was in the United States when it comes to climate change. Obviously, he was talking about the hurricane and some of the other stuff. But he talked about 8 facts, he said, that fake news CNN is ignoring in the climate change debate tonight. Number 1, which country has the largest carbon emission reduction in the world? America. That's the president's tweet. Number 2, who has dumped the most carbon into the air? China. Number 3, 91% of the world's population are exposed to air pollution above the World Health Organization's suggested level. None are in the United States of America. Number 4, the U.S. now leads the world in energy production. But number 5, who's got the world's cleanest and safest air and water? America.
He's making these points yesterday in the middle of this debate. Number six, Democrats' destructive environmental proposals will raise your energy bill and prices at the pump. Don't the Democrats care about fighting American poverty? Number seven, kept going. The badly flawed Paris Climate Agreement protects the polluters, hurts Americans, and costs a fortune. Not on my watch. And number eight, I want the crystal clean water and the cleanest and purest air on the planet, and we've now got that. So he spent a while yesterday putting that tweet together at about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, right? Just as this climate thing started. And, you know, to his point, if you listen to this thing yesterday, every single one of these people would put us back in the Paris Climate Accord. They all talked about that. That's what they want to do. And some of them would go even farther than that. Go to cut number four, please.
I'm in favor of a carbon-free America, and my plan has us getting there in the next 30 years.
Andrew Yang. So in addition to giving you 12 grand a year to do nothing, he's going to basically say that by the time your grandchildren, let's say, for example, or maybe even your children are adults, 30 years from now, fairly short period of time, as I've learned, the older I get, 30 years doesn't seem that long. He wants a carbon-free America. Now, think about that. Just think about that for a minute. There's a reason that we had failed policies under the Obama administration with things called Solyndra and the like. Because solar panels are great when the sun's shining. Wind turbines are great when the wind's blowing. What we haven't figured out without going back to the pre-industrial revolution is how to exist in this modern world without fossil fuels. The thing you plug your Prius into or your Tesla at night is being fueled by a coal-burning power plant. It's good to have goals. These people are insane. Can I just say that?
You're right if you have an assault weapon. The fact of the matter is they should be illegal, period.
I voted to ban a semi-automatic assault weapons.
Assault weapon ban.
We also need a renewed assault weapons ban.
None of these assault weapons should be legal.
That is just a few of the Democratic candidates for president talking about what weapons, what Second Amendment right of yours they'll take away from you. That's where the discussion has gone completely on the left side, which means 2020 is very much going to be a referendum on guns as much as anything else. Your gun rights are going to be on the line in the 2020 election. Let's get to our guest, please. Yes, she is. Stacy Washington. Stacy on the right joining us this morning. How are you?
Hey, Mark. I'm doing pretty well.
Good. Glad to hear that. You know, that's the our friends over at the NRA released that video on Twitter this morning. They sent one of the reporters to the Iowa State Fair to ask some of these candidates where they stood on, you know, if they could even describe what a so-called assault weapon was. And most of them stuttered and stammered all over the place because they don't know. They don't know. They don't even understand the issues.
Well, and I think, you know, before, and first of all, let me just say, I'm all for training. I have advanced training on firearms. I'm certainly not ready to start YouTube series training other people, but I definitely have gone beyond the concealed carry class. And I think it's really disturbing to try to make a delineation between law-abiding citizens who happen to dwell in urban areas and law-abiding citizens who dwell in rural areas. Gun owners are by far the most law-abiding people in the country. They have a law-abiding rate much higher than even law enforcement. So the idea that just because you happen to live in a city and you're a gun owner means you're completely untrained and inept is ridiculous. And it's also, it's blaming the wrong target. I want to point out, you know, there was this big announcement yesterday, Mark, by Walmart that they're going to no longer serve, so semi-automatic handgun owners can no longer purchase ammunition there. And so they're going to take 20% of their the market nationwide, 20% of the ammunition is purchased by people at Walmart.
Okay.
And they're going to cut that down to between 6 and 9%. So they're only going to have ammunition for people who are carrying, you know, basically long rifles, but not AR-15s because they stopped selling those years ago. So I looked it up and I found that since 1990, Walmart has been steadily decreasing the type of guns and ammunition that they sell, and to no avail. Shooters still go to Walmart and shoot the place up. They're definitely not approaching a place where they want to stop concealed carry people from going into their stores and carrying concealed, but they now want open carry reduced. So I'm using that as an example for concerned people with very well-intentioned hearts saying that we need more laws for law-abiding citizens in order to stop gun crime in the city of St. Louis. It hasn't worked for Walmart. It hasn't worked for other inner cities that have much more stringent gun controls than we do, and it's not going to work in St. Louis. If a felon who already illegally owns a gun decides to carry it into a prohibited area, what do law-abiding citizens have to do with that? What does training law-abiding citizens or making it harder to carry a gun concealed or to even own one? How does that impact criminals? Criminals don't obey laws, and if we don't enforce them, they have no incentive to obey.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And, you know, I found this, the Tennessee Firearms Association put it out, and I was able to confirm it. Many, many years ago, Walmart joined with the Michael Bloomberg group, Every Town for Gun Safety, and started caving into pressure from these types of groups to limit the kinds of weapons that they sold. Listen to the former Walmart CEO, a guy named Bill Simon. This is go to cut number 9, please. Bill Simon.
We have a crisis that has to be dealt with, and it has to be dealt with by sitting down. Petitions to retailers. Gosh, and maybe they make some people feel good because they feel like they need to take action, but they won't solve the problem. There's hundreds of millions of guns in this country, and there's somewhere between 3 and 5 million of these AR-type weapons already in circulation. So you can stop selling them, or you can stop selling ammunition.
Yeah. So go on and play cut 10 real quick so we can hear the other thing he says. Hold on.
Unfortunately, it's kind of unreasonable to ask Bentonville to solve a problem that Washington can't seem to solve. And, I would hope that this would make things safer. Unfortunately, there's plenty of places to buy ammunition.
So he thinks retailers should stop selling ammunition. This is the former CEO of Walmart. And, of course, Kroger followed suit yesterday on, asking people not to open carry in their stores. If they're willing to give up that business, that's fine. But I think that their values here are misplaced.
Well, and again, the focus seems to always turn to, what new laws can we put on the books? How about enforcing the laws that we currently have? All over the country, you can find stories of people who have straw purchased or illegally purchased firearms multiple times, and those individuals are often given a slap on the wrist. But when it comes time for law-abiding citizens who haven't done anything, you're out shopping and then you get in the car and you listen to the news and hear the guy, CEO of Walmart, talking this nonsense, you're thinking, well, what does any of this have to do with law-abiding gun owners? Because we're the only ones who will actually follow any of their new edicts and their new ideas, quote fingers, on what might work. Meanwhile, the guy at the Galleria, we're now finding out, this is preliminary reporting, we still need to find out everything, let them go through all that surveillance video, that he raised his gun to the officer. So not only is this not a story about law-abiding citizens, it should have nothing to do with gun owners, period. If you're a criminal, the conversation should surround upon you, because criminals are the ones who are doing these bad acts. And in our society, we have gun ownership as a right because the founders understood that tyranny ensues when people can't defend themselves. In any area where there is heavy gun control, you see higher crime. Where you see more liberty and freedom and adherence to the Constitution, you see lower crime. So what the city of St. Louis should be doing is bringing about more reforms that give their citizens more freedom and crack down on the people who are breaking the law.
Amen. Amen. You know, I had Jeff Rorta on the other day, and he pointed that out. If he had more cops on the street, more police officers out there arresting the people, stopping them and asking them what they're doing here or there like they used to do in New York City, of course, that's frowned upon these days everywhere in the United States. You'd find, if you're carrying a gun in North City and you're a felon, I'm sorry, you're going to jail. I don't understand what the difficulty is here. They just don't have the manpower to deal with it right now.
Well, and so that's a funding issue. And last week you told me, I actually didn't know that Latta-Cruz was holding money back to create a surplus that could really go to the St. Louis City Police. I think that's a conversation to have. But I'm just so tired of this laser focus on people who are literally, we're shopping, we're pumping gas, we're taking our kids to school. The next thing you know, some felon creates a problem at a public place, or there's a shooting, and all of a sudden, it's my problem. It's your problem, Mark. And I'm also tired of people who don't own guns, who have never been through the concealed carry class, trying to tell me what kind of training I need. Why don't you go buy a gun, get trained, and then come talk to me? I'm willing to talk to anybody. I'm willing to sit down with anybody. But if you don't even own a gun, or you've never been to the range and squeezed off 250 rounds, you've never tried off the different calibers, you don't know the difference between a magazine and a clip, you can't even tell me what an assault rifle is, how can you possibly come up with new laws to govern me as a law-abiding citizen with your lack of knowledge? I'm a little annoyed by that.
Yeah, I'm with you. If you think guns hold multiple magazines, you have no authority to tell me how to regulate weapons, Joe Biden. Wow, that's scary stuff. Stacey Washington, great to hear from you, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
We'll talk to you next week. Stacey on the Right, stacyontheright.com is her website, and at Stacey on the Right on Twitter.
Would you support changing the dietary guidelines? The food pyramid. But people to reduce red meat specifically.
Yes, I would.
You know, the UN just released a study that said we're going to be okay if the vast majority of the world goes vegetarian immediately. You see that? It's good for the environment. It's good for your health if you eat less meat. Certainly, meat is an extraordinarily expensive thing to produce from an environmental sustainability point of view. So I think it would be healthy on both an individual and a societal level for us to move in that direction.
They're full of crap.
So among other things last night, the Democrats decided in their town hall that we all need to become vegetarians. Kamala Harris is going to change all the dietary guidelines to not include red meat. Andrew Yang thinks it's okay if we can save the world if we just go vegetarian. Did you know that?
Please tell me more about what I'm allowed to eat and not eat.
It is very anti-American to say you can't eat things.
It is so awful. Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
That's my choice. You're not going to tell me that I can't eat meat if that's what I want to do.
Oh, they went on and on and on last night about that. That was just that
people
was just
will
sort of
revolt. I'm not going to tell me what to eat.
Yeah, thank you. Speaking of menus, can we go very quickly to our new John Kennedy bite? Cut 37.
I believe that love is the answer, but I also own a handgun just in case. In fact, I own several shotguns too. That's my right. Under our Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is not an a la carte menu. The Second Amendment is just as important as all the other amendments.
There you go. I had to throw that in there just because you made a menu reference. So speaking of vegetarians or vegans or whatever you want to call them, non-meat diets, on the same day that they did this, CNN released this report. This is kind of funny. Non-meat diets have soared in popularity with people ditching beef, pork, and chicken in pursuit of health and environmental benefits. And, of course, for some, concerns about animal welfare. However, a new study suggests that vegetarians and vegans may be at a higher risk of stroke than their meat-eating counterparts. Although those who don't eat meat have a lower chance of coronary heart disease.
So basically, we're just all back to square one.
Thank you.
How about you just eat what you want to eat and don't eat what you don't want to eat?
This is according to a new paper published in the medical journal, the BMJ, on Wednesday. It does seem the lower risk of coronary heart disease does exceed the higher risk of stroke if we look at absolute numbers. So you're right.
I've never really understood these studies because there's so much that goes into the fact that my genes are different than yours.
That's very true.
And so me not eating meat or eating meat is going to be completely different because of my genetic makeup than you eating meat or not eating meat because of your genetic makeup.
It's true.
So
it's true.
I don't know why we spend money on these studies.
Sue Thomas and I have a good friend whose father just turned 104 or 5, wow. maybe 106. Dang. I mean, he's getting up there. Still lives on his own.
Wow.
Good for him.
And her biggest challenge, she says, is controlling his diet, eating sweets because mm-hmm. of the risk of diabetes, him being diabetic. And I'm thinking, I'm 105. I'm eating whatever the hell I want.
I'm with you. It's worked this long, right?
Yeah, and apparently her concern is not that eating, that getting diabetes is going to kill him, but that she would have to then drive him to more doctor's appointments. So she's trying to avoid. You know, you're right, though. I have a grandfather that he lived till 93 or 94.
There's people that have lived to be over 100 that are drinking and smoking and eating, you know, junk all day long, and they live that long. I mean, yeah. It's not like not giving everyone a free pass, just like, oh, do whatever. I mean, like, it's, you know. But
there are a lot of factors.
There's a lot of factors then you that hear go into this.
About the 50-year-old that drops right. out of a heart attack, and that lives clean, and
yes, that lives works clean, out all the time, clean, and clean. Yeah, it's so much more than just a diet and exercise. There's a lot more that goes into it.
The real question is how I'm still alive right now, because there's another story on CNN's health report. Listen, eating a diet of French fries,
oh yes,
Pringles, and white bread was enough to make one teenage boy lose his sight, according Dang. To a study in the American Medical
Journal. Well, can
you
imagine if those are the only things you're eating, how many nutrients you're missing just you from other things? I mean, like, it's yeah. not that, I mean, people are going to walk away from that, not reading the whole thing, going, oh, well, if you eat French fries and white bread, you're going to go blind. It's like, no, you're probably eating other things, too, where you're getting the vitamins and the minerals and the other things that you need. But if you eliminate those, yeah, you're going to have some health problems.
When I grew up, I was told of other things that would make you go blind. But I can just tell you that as a child, I ate a hell of a lot of Pringles and white bread and French fries.
Among a variety of other things maybe. That you were getting your nutrients.
I still do. I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, every day you can read these. I remember when I was anchoring the news at Channel 4, it used to drive me crazy. And I have this debate with my producers down there all the time. I'm like, why the hell are we reporting this? You know, some foundation does a study and sends us this, and we go reporting that French fries and white bread are going to make you blind. And then tomorrow we're going to tell you that a lack of white bread and French fries in your diet can be damaging, because somebody's going to do a different study the next day.
Right.
It's insane.
You can manipulate the study to get the result that you want sometimes.
Of course you can.
Know?
Yeah, absolutely you can.
Because today drinking a pot of coffee is great for you. Tomorrow, two pots is great for you. And then the third day, you should never have coffee again.
Exactly. No, I don't want that day.
Exactly.
It needs to keep going up.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.